हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् शांति 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 टुडे अबाउट टू फिनिश द टेक्स्ट सो आई वांट इट टू बी थरो विद ऑल द मंत्रास ऑफ द फर्स्ट टेक्स्ट आल्सो सो वी हैव टू गो टू द last mantras, isn't it? There are two more mantras to be completed. In this second section of the first mundakam, Prathamam mundakam has two sections. Prathama khandaha, dvitiya khandaha. Now we are seeing Prathama mundake, Prathamam khandam adunavayam pashyamaha. We are seeing the second section of the first mundaka. Second section of the first mundaka. There also we have covered almost 10 mantras, 11 mantras actually. So in the second section of the first mundaka, all about karma. The information all about karma alone is discussed here. We saw the performance of Agnihotra karma and the benefit of the performing Agnihotra karma, and at the same time, by understanding the karma and the karma phalam, we also understand the limitations of karma. And not only mere performance of a ritual, even performance of a ritual along with the practice of meditation also can only help us attain Brahma Loka. It does not remove Ajnanam. Performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation also has a limitation. Nothing can remove ignorance. Therefore, nothing can free us from bondage of samsara. That is made very clear. So, we are seeing, let us read the 11th mantra, where not only in the 10th mantra, made it very clear, even any form of worship, ishtam karma, any form of fire ritual, performance of fire ritual, or even not even the religious activity, the secure activity in terms of public work or reaching out activities, social service activities, even they're all very good activities. One has to perform those activities, but still punya, one can earn punyam, it will contribute, should contribute for mental preparedness required for jnanam, but definitely it will not remove ajnanam, therefore it doesn't have the capacity to free us from bondage. That was made very clear in the 10th mantra. 11th mantra, Upanishad talks about even the vanaprastha ashramis, people of vanaprastha ashrama, who live a secluded life and who spend most of the time in worship and prayer and also the performance of ritual, or even mainly the who are given to the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Upasanam, the actually meditation prescribed in the Upasana Kanda of the Vedashastram. Even those people, when they seriously practice, live a very disciplined, strict life, even then they accumulate abundance of punyam, as a result of which they can later on, after the death, they can travel through this solar path and they can reach Swarga Loka, Brahma Loka, where they can attain Krama Muktihi. There's a possibility of attaining Krama Muktihi if they can go to Brahma Loka, travel through this solar path. That was made very clear in the 11th mantra. We have to say 12th and 13th mantras, two more mantras for this section to be over. Tapashraddheye hyupavasanti aranye. And you also make a note, in Upanishads sometimes the words do not give the conventional meaning, they have their own different meanings. Like last time we saw the word tapaha means karma, upasanam, the shraddha means upasanam. In this textbook, if you write that meaning in anywhere else, elsewhere, you will not get marks, okay? but only Mundaka Upanishad, when you're understanding why you can't ask why Upanishad is using the word tapaha to mean karma, or Upanishad is using shraddha to mean upasanam. There's no reason. Okay? Understand in the Upanishads why we literally take the translation of these mantras. If you read English translations of these books, mantras, then you will read the word penance, austerity, and then they'll say shraddha, faith. But actually that does not mean. Tapaha means karma, shraddha means upasanam. It is chandasa prayogaha, Upanishadic Vedic usage. In especially in this particular Upanishad here. Okay. Tapashraddheye hyupavasantyaranye. Tapashraddheye hyupavasantyaranye. Shanta vidvamso bhikshacharyam charantaham. Suryadvarena te virajah prayanti. Yatramrutasa purusho hyavyayatma. They have already completed this mantra. Go into the next mantra, you chant after me, recite the mantra after me. Because this Upanishad does not have swaras. There must have been swaras, namely they must have become extinct, but these Upanishads do not have swaras. But in Taittiriyam, you have to learn properly with the swaras only. Okay. Parikshalokan karmachitan. Parikshalokan karmachitan brahmanaham nirvedamayat. Parikshalokan karmachitan brahmanaham nirvedamayat. Damayat nastyakritaha kritena. Nastyakritah kritena, nastyakritah kritena, nastyakritah kritena, nastyakritah kritena, tadvijnanartham, tadvijnanartham, sagurume vabhigachet, sagurume vabhigachet, vabhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtham samitpanishrotriyam brahmanishtham shrotriyam brahmanishtham samitpanishrotriyam brahmanishtham nishrotriyam brahmanishtham. Parikshalokan karmachitan, parikshalokan karmachitan, brahmano nirvedamayat, nirvedamayat, nastyakritah kritena, nastyakritah kritena, tadvijnanartham, sagurume vabhigachet, vabhigachet, samitpanishrotriyam brahmanishtham, samitpanishrotriyam brahmanishtham. Now, this 12th mantra and the following 13th mantra, with which the second section, the first mundaka, will be over. These two mantras actually gradually helping us, gradually help us to make up our minds to be prepared for the pursuing jnanam. So here it is said, brahmanaha ayat. Ayat means should come. Literally it means should come. So you can say attains also. Or you can take it, one must come to gain, attain dispassion. That's the meaning. One must come to attain, one should come to gain come to attain dispassion. So Brahmanaha Nirvedam, the word Nirvedaha actually means Vairagyam. One must discover dispassion. And the person who is able to discover dispassion alone is a mature individual. When a person lives his whole life, at least one, there must be in some time in one's life, one must discover dispassion. Only then he is a mature individual. Even after having gone through many years of life, having lived one's life, if still a person is not able to discover dispassion, he is still immature. Which means the life has not taught him a lesson. The life, one must learn lessons from one's own life's experiences. That's why it says, who is a Brahmanaha? The word Brahmanaha has many meanings. A wise person is Brahmana. One whose mind is always dwelling upon the nature of reality, Brahma, he is called Brahmanaha. One who has the clear vision of one who sees everything as Brahma is a Brahmana. A wise person is a Brahmana, Jnani is a Brahmana. And Brahmana is the one who is strictly is given to the Vedic way of life. One for whom the Ahimsa is the Paramaha Dharmaha. One who is committed to live a life of values is a Brahmanaha. Like the word Brahmana has different meanings. Literally it means Brahmanaha means a wise person. I'm sure you all must be remembering the verse which I used to recite before every class. Janmana jayate shudraha karmana dvija uchyate veda pathena viprasyat brahmano brahma vedanat. I want you to remember this verse in this context also. You know why? Because the word, in many occasions you come across the word dvijaha. You come across another word vipraha. You come across another word brahmanaha. Dvijaha, vipraha, brahmanaha. All three words literally translated as a brahmana only. But what is the difference between these three words? So dvijaha literally means dvivaram jayate iti dvijaha. One who is twice born is called dvijaha. Even a bird is called dvijaha. Why? For it comes out of the mother's womb in the form of a egg. Then breaking open the egg shell, it comes out. Therefore, bird is also called dvijaha. A pakshi is called dvijaha because twice born. But here, a brahman, a dvijaha, a human being also said to be dvijaha. When does a human being become a dvijaha? When he is able to follow dharma. If a person is able to follow dharma means, at least if he is able to follow, understand what is right and what is wrong, and if he is able to do the right, we can refrain from the wrong or improper activities. Even if he does not know himself, he is able to follow in keeping with his elders' teachings or instructions, then he is called dvijaha. He is mature enough. He is not totally mature. He is adequately mature. Mature enough to understand elders' instructions or parents' instructions or teachers' instructions, and he is able to follow, live his life in keeping with the instructions of elders, so that he avoids the improper, incorrect actions. And he does the right. He does not do by his own knowledge, but he follows elders' instructions. Even to understand elders' instruction, the child must be, mature enough. That's why you can't tell 1-year-old child, sit, don't move, okay? Child doesn't understand what you're saying. The child won't listen. That is why, janmana jayate shudraha. Every child, irrespective of the child's parentage, whether the child comes is born in the Brahmana Varna or not, every child is a Shudraha. Janmana Shudraha Jayate. Why Shudra? Child doesn't understand anything. No knowledge of right and wrong. Raw-headed. Therefore, doesn't know anything. That is the time Shastram calls the child the child below 7 year old who is not able to understand anything right and wrong, nor is the child capable of understanding elders' instructions, the child is called Shudraha. That's why such a child needs 100% looking after. One has to keep an eye all the time, keep an eye on the child, look after the child. Because child doesn't know. Whereas, when the child becomes 6 or 7 year old, that is, especially 7 year old, after 7, the child is able to understand parents, elders' instructions. At least, that's why they have to be very nice to the child, so that they can look after the child carefully. And the child also, being looked after well, being enjoying the warmth and care and love and affection of parents, the child is able to follow the instructions of parents and elders. Then the child is said to is able to do the right, refrain from the wrong. Don't touch, it will bite you. Don't touch, it will burn your finger. Then they tell, child listens. That is when the child is said to be a dvijaha. That from being totally immature, raw-headed, the child becomes relatively mature, who is able to understand instructions of elders and follow their instructions, the child is said to be a mature child. That maturity is looked upon as a second birth of the child. He's called a dvijaha. Dvijaha. So, janmana jayate shudraha, karmana dvija uchyate. Only when the child is able to follow the instructions, he is initiated into the study of the shastram, he is initiated into the Gayatri Mantra Upadesha by doing the karma. Karma means a ritual. Karmana means by the ritual of upanayanam, yajna upavita karma. The child is given a sacred thread also. I mean, there is a ritual is performed. The karma here means that particular line, the karmana means by the performance of the samskaraha called upanayanam, the child is initiated in the study of the Gayatri Mantra, Shastra study, and he is given a sacred thread and he is called Dvijaha. So that day onwards, the child is able to chant Gayatri Mantra. He is taught how to do Trikala Sandhya Vandanam. He is taught. So the child follows elders' instructions and he is able to follow. And that maturity, is looked upon as the second birth. So he is called Dvijaha. Karmana Dvijaha Uchyate. Yajna Upaveta Karma called Upanayanam, Samskara called Upanayanam. The child is now initiated into the study of the scriptures also. He is called Dvijaha. But even though the child follows the right, does the right, refrains from the wrong, without knowing the importance and the value of doing the right, refraining from the wrong. He follows dharma, but he doesn't understand the value of dharma. He is only dvijaha. But later on, when he is exposed to the shastra study, then he understands why I should follow dharma. If I do not follow dharma, what I am going to lose? If I follow dharma, what I am going to gain? When he understands the value of dharma and he follows dharma, then he is called vipraha. He is more mature. From being immature, he becomes mature. From being mature, he becomes more mature. See, the person who does not follow dharma is a shudraha. The person who follows dharma without knowing the value of dharma is dvijaha. The person who follows dharma knowing the value of dharma is vipraha. So, veda pathena vipraha syat. So, that's why we need shastra pramanam. Veda pathena viprasyat. The person becomes a vipraha, a more mature individual, only when he consciously, strictly follows dharma because he knows the value of dharma. And how does he come to know the value of dharma? Because of his exposure to the study of the scripture. Veda pathena vipraha syat. Later on, by following dharma, knowing the value of dharma, because being given to study of the scriptures, when the person accomplishes the absolute end in terms of attainment of knowledge of the truth, when he attains jnanam, brahma jnanam, life becomes life of accomplishment, then that person is called brahmanaha. நோ பிரம்ம வேதனாத் பிராமணஹா. வேதனம் இஸ் நாட் தமிழ் வேதனா. ஓகே, தமிழ் வேதனா மீன்ஸ் பெயின், பட் ஹியர் வேதனா மீன்ஸ் நோயிங். பிரம்ம வேதனாத் பிராமணஹா, பை நோயிங் த ட்ரூத், பை நோயிங் பிரம்ம, திஸ் பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் அ பிராமணஹா, விச் மீன்ஸ் பிராமணஹா இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் மெச்சுர் இண்டிவிஜுவல். So this verse also confirms the fact that what is the height of maturity? No, what when you say person, somebody is the most mature individual means what? The person who has jnanam, a jnani is the most mature individual. Only in the wake of the jnanam, only the ascertained vision of the truth, a person becomes absolutely mature. Then one need not, cannot become more mature than a jnani. Jnanam makes a person the most mature. Until jnanam, when you follow dharma, understand the value of dharma, you are more mature. If you follow dharma, you are mature. Do not follow dharma at all, then you are immature. So from being immature, one has to gradually become mature. Then from being mature has to become more mature. From there one has to become the most mature. The most mature individual, one who knows Brahma, is called Brahma Jnani, Atma Jnani, is Brahmanaha. That is how the meaning is understood always. But here, the word Brahmanaha, as I said, has many meanings. The person who strictly follows the Vedic way of life, who is committed to live a life of values, a dharmavan, is also brahmanaha. But he, even ethical person, a spiritually ethical person is a brahmanaha. A person who is religious, ethical, being a spiritual person is a brahmanaha. But here, Shastram says, the person who is a mature individual is the one who learns, analyzes his own life's experiences. Karmachitan lokan parikshya. Having thoroughly. See, ikshitva, ikshanam, iksh is a dhatu, which means sees. Ikshate means sees. Pashyati ikshate. But pari ikshanam. That's why in Tamil also, examination, when you say we have pariksha, I have exam today, I have to go and write exam, means I have pariksha, we say in Sanskritam. In Tamil. Of course, Sanskritam. The pariksha is a common word used all over India. So, pari is a prefix. Pariikshana means seeing all around. Pariikshanam means what? You don't see only one side and come to a conclusion. You see all around. Pariikshanam, pariikshanam, pariikshate. It's a pariikshit. Know the king's name? You heard up in Bhagavatam. Pariikshit, very beautiful name. That is different. Let me not go to Parikshit Bhagavatam now. So, my mind goes to Parikshit. I love Parikshit very much. Anyway, so Pariksha means having analyzed thoroughly. It's not that, no, after having thoroughly analyzed all one's life's experiences, all one has accomplished in his life by hard work, by different types of activities, isn't it? All sorts of slogging. You slog a lot to achieve something. You do so much to achieve something. Then having achieved, you analyze this. One must have worked very hard. One must have achieved also in life. Only then you can analyze, isn't it? You have not done anything. What can you achieve? Analyze. Anyway, so at least even if you have not achieved anything, at least you can analyze others' achievements also. Sometimes. So, after having thoroughly examined, analyzed one's own life's experiences, one's own accomplishments one has earned, achieved through hardship, hard work, pariksha lokan karma chitan. Chita means earned through one's own hard work, activities. Karmana, karma bihi chitan lokan pariksha. The word lokaha does not mean world, accomplishments, achievements, awards, isn't it? All gains. So, because worldly accomplishments. Everything else accomplishes what? Worldly accomplishment only. Therefore, karma chitana lokan pariksha. why yakara comes, lebanta comes, because of the prefix pari. Otherwise, it would have been ikshitva, having seen, isn't it? But pari changes the meaning, having thoroughly examined, analyzed one's own accomplishments, life, one's own life's experiences. Lokan karmachitan lokan pariksha. Then the mature individual discovers dispassion. The discovery of dispassion is possible only if a person has, when a person learns a lesson. It is not possible for a person to gain dispassion unless a person has understanding. He must have learnt a lesson. What is that lesson? Nothing in the world can make me happy. Happiness cannot be attained through any other achievement, any other accomplishment. No, attained through karma. That is the understanding. So, if a person understands, then what is that which alone can give me permanent happiness? Because everything else in the world is time-bound in nature. So, timeless alone can give me timeless freedom. So, what is the timeless? So, the timeless, because exposure to the teaching, the person understands the fact, the only one thing which is timeless in nature, which is of the nature of timelessness, that is the reality. The Shastram says that, makes it very clear. So, if time, there is reality which alone is of the nature of timelessness, and the discovery of the timeless reality alone can help me discover timeless, everlasting freedom, everlasting happiness. Therefore, time-bound action, time-bound results of actions cannot make me, give me timeless, everlasting freedom. This lesson a person has to understand, he gains. If this one's life's experiences does not help him learn this lesson, Shastram says life is a waste. A person can learn this lesson even then, even whether the person attains jnanam or not, attains moksha or not, if a person discovers this fact, even then life is meaningful life. So that person who discovers this fact is said to be a brahmanaha. And such a brahmanaha who has learnt this lesson, understood this fact, no, by analyzing his own life's experiences, he alone discovers dispassion towards everything. Okay? I mean, he grows naturally, grows out of desire for all the other ends, artha kama dharmas. Does not hate them, he does not ignore them, does not stop pursuing artha kama dharma, but he does not take Arthakama dharmas as his absolute end anymore. Again, understand, doesn't mean that he doesn't eat anymore, doesn't go to work, doesn't earn money. That doesn't mean that way. Discovers dispassion means he understands the limitations of Arthakama dharmas. Arthakama are the ends to be pursued for living this life, but they are not the ultimate ends. But they cannot give mokshaha. They cannot help him discover freedom. At the same time, dharma has to be followed. Even dharma, so merely following dharma makes a person ethical. Even that can help one earn punyam. It will not remove one's ignorance, ajnanam. You understand the limitation of dharma also. Understanding the limitations of arthakama dharmas. Thereby growing out of desire for arthakama dharmas. Not overvaluing them, not giving overvalue to those arthakama dharmas, and then he aspires for jnanam. See, growing out of desire for worldly things, knowing the limitations that they cannot give him moksha, is what actually vairagyam. And he is no more dependent on arthakama dharmas for his happiness. This shift is called vairagyam. Okay, as long as we are dependent on arthakama dharmas, as long as we are dependent on relationships, we are dependent on the world, dependent on people, dependent on the behavior for our happiness, and then we will be disappointed. Okay? As long as we do not, then it means it attachment. If you expect a person to behave such a way for you to be happy, it's your attachment. It's called attachment. Attachment does not mean simply sitting next to the person. Attachment means, people think attachment means being together. That's not true. Attachment or passion. Attachment, we understand, what is ragaha? What is attachment? Being dependent. Being dependent on anything for one's happiness is attachment. Being independent of everything for one's happiness is detachment. Being dependent on something means what? Artha, kama, dharma. World, actions, results of actions, relationships, people's behavior. Isn't everyone has one's own background, so one way they behave the way one can. If I depend, even relationships, money, wealth, children, project, wife, husband, you depend on anything in the world for happiness, that is attachment. So having concern for children and family is different from being dependent on family for one's happiness. Having concern, care, affection, warmth, doing the needful for the family is different, that is duty. But being emotionally leaning, dependent on them for happiness is attachment. We should not get confused with this. So, if you a person understands the fact, we need artha kama dharmas for living this life. There's no such a thing. Life is impossible without pursuing artha kamas. Without following dharma, preparedness is impossible. We had to pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma to prepare our minds to become adequately mature for jnanam. At the same time, artha kama dharmas are relative ends which should not be mistaken for an absolute end. This is the maturity. Once your person understands the limitations, he grows out of desire for these time-bound ends, he is no more dependent on artha kama dharmas for his happiness and security, then the person is called viveki. He has vivekaha. He has vairagyam. Is it clear now? Vairagam. A person, then he is no more dependent means he is detached person. Physically he is with everything, but emotionally he is detached. So detachment is not physically keeping oneself away from things. Detachment is something, is a mental condition born of the understanding of limitations and born of the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam also. If a person knows the value of jnanam, knowledge is freedom, knowledge and moksha are identical, and then knowing the value of jnanam, knowing the value of moksha, as a mokshu, as a jignasu, when a person becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then his passion is for jnanam, passion for jnanam helps him discover dispassion towards everything else. And that's why it's purely maturity. Such a mature individual is called Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha nirvedam ayat. He must come to discover dispassion, having thoroughly analyzed his life's accomplishments. Parikshalokan karmachitan nirvedam ayat Brahmanaha. Swami, the reflect Swamiji's words are ringing in my ears, how he explained the class. Certain way Swamiji, suddenly he'll recite this mantra. Okay. Parikshalokan karmachitan.
Parikshalokan karmachitan.
Nirvedamayad brahmanaha. Then, why? What is that understanding? Nasti akritaha. Here, the word krita is a participle which means done. Now, you all know taktapratyanta shabdas. I am very glad you all can understand here. Krita. Kri root, Ta affix added krita means done. Karoti does. Kritavan, kritavati, kriyat, you learnt all those things. No, krita means done, performed. Here, mokshaha is called, mokshaha is not accomplished. Kritaha also means accomplished. Accomplished, done. Mokshaha is not accomplished as a result of an action. Therefore, mokshaha is not accomplishable, not accomplished one. Not something to be accomplished. It is already accomplished. Why mokshaha is already accomplished? Why do you say already accomplished? Because mokshaha is not something to be attained newly. Freedom, which implies happiness, which implies a fullness, is the nature of reality, which is timeless nature. Reality is of the nature of timelessness, which Atma is the nature of timelessness, and therefore happiness also, fullness, is a timeless nature of the reality. It is not something to be attained. It is already there as one's own sorupam, one's own nature. Therefore, what is already there is not attained, something to be discovered. Isn't it? Therefore, mokshaha is implied by the word akritaha. Moksha, the word akritaha means in this context mokshaha. Why moksha is said to be akritaha? Mokshaha is not kritaha, which means moksha is not accomplished as a result of an action. Because mokshaha is not something to be attained as a result of an action, mokshaha, which is not attainable, which is already there, which has to be discovered. Isn't it? Moksha has to be attained in terms of knowledge. Therefore, moksha is implied by the word akritaha. So, akritaha nasti, mokshaha nasti. How? Kritena. Kritam, he means action. Okay? Kritam, even though it means participle, it should be taken as a verb, the noun. Kritena akritaha nasti. Karmana mokshaha nasti. That's the meaning. Moksha is not at all accomplishable as a result of an action. Akritaha kritena nasti. Mokshaha karmana na siddhyati. Moksha is not to be achieved newly, accomplished newly as a result of an action. Understand? Kritena akritaha nasti. What does it mean? Karmana mokshaha na bhavati. Why? Because karma has a beginning, karma has an end, karma is dependent on many accessories, and all accessories are time bound in nature. The word kritam, kritena, is equal to karmana. Kritam means, kritam should be taken as karma, akritaha should be taken as mokshaha. Akritaha nasti akritaha, nasti akritaha. End sandhi comes there. Nasti akritaha, nasti akritaha kritena. Why? Because we understand this already very clearly. Karma has a beginning, karma has an end, karma is dependent on accessories, and all accessories are time bound in nature. Karma palam comes and goes. Any karma palam is time bound. Above all, karma is a product of ignorance. Karma and karma palam are ignorance friendly. So karma cannot remove ajnanam at all. Therefore, jnanam alone can remove ignorance. And removal of ignorance alone will help one resolve samsara. We are not going to destroy anything. Samsara is not to be destroyed. Samsara has to be resolved by resolving the ignorance for which jnanam has to rise. That's all. Therefore, this is very clear understanding. This Brahmanaha is the one who has clear understanding. Nasti akritaha kritena. This is the knowledge of, okay, this is the understanding the person has by living his life clearly. No? By living a clean life of dharma, by living life of karma yoga, And because of his sharpness, that's why a person should live a life of dharma. See, living a life of karma yoga means living one's life consciously with all alertness. Living one's life with alertness helps one sharpen one's intellect. That's why intellectual sharpness is dependent on living one's life consciously. That's why dharma is emphasized so much. What you are speaking every time, what you are saying must be conscious of, what you are doing must be conscious of, which means you are alert, 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 alert all the time. Then such a person becomes very sharp that he really discovers this fact. Akritaha, akritaha mokshaha, kritena karmana na sadhyaha. It's not accomplishable at all. When he first understands and he discovers this passion.